Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
You were asking an opinion about what?
It is just a voluntary opinion survey in regards of issues facing your community and the nation. I'm not going to take a lot of time on this, and if you can help me out with that, I'll be really happy about it. So let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
67.
57, okay. And let me ask you, what is your race?
My what?
Your race.
I'm a black man.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent,
got it. And do you learn more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Okay. Now, let me ask you, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Hello?
Master's degree.
Okay. And next, I have some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? I'm sorry?
I'm always in the middle, right?
Like somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
I don't disapprove it.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve.
I don't approve it.
Oh, so strongly disapprove.
Not really.
Got it. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. So you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel on that. What do you think about Brian Kemp?
I don't know anything about him, so I don't think there is an opinion.
Okay, and what about Cornel West?
I don't know anything about him.
From 0 to 10? Understood. And what about Democrats in Congress? From 0 to 10?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so what about Democrats in Congress? From 0 to 10?
I don't know anything about them. Just give them
a 10, you said?
Just give them 5.
5, okay. So what about Fannie Willis?
Who?
Fannie Willis.
I don't know him.
So you never heard of them?
Uh-oh.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
I'm not political.
Oh, got it. And what do you think about Donald Trump? From 0 to 10?
0.
0. And what about Kamala Harris?
3.
Okay. And what about Joe Biden?
3, Joe Biden, 5.
5. Gotcha. We are now on 30% of completion. Thank you very much for your time and helping me out with this. So let me ask you, no matter how you frequently vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, in which 0 means that it doesn't have any power at all, and 10, it does have a lot of power. How would you rate that specific statement?
5.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most of to the community, from 0 to 10?
6.
Okay. And how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, not different, somewhat less powerful, much less powerful?
I don't think they exist.
I'm sorry?
I don't think they exist.
So it's like much less powerful.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And we know it is a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other states and local offices? Using a scale from 0 to 10, which means 0 definitely will not vote, means there is a 50-50 chance, and a 10 will be like a definitely will vote for on that election.
10.
Got it. So now
how much more we got? Because I got to get out of this one.
I just have a couple of questions now. So let me ask you, would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected as president in 2024?
Yeah, I care a great deal.
A great deal? Okay, and if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Colonel West, another third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president, or are you on the side at the moment?
I'm going to see all the administration. Like I said, I'm not political.
Got it. Okay, and now for something a little different, how's your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became a president?
It's the same.
It's the same? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priority to improve your community, and 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. So you can use 0 to 10 on this. So let me start with the first one, inflation or cost of living. From 0 to 10, how will you rate that?
About 3.
What about environmental justice?
Environmental justice about 4.
I'm sorry?
4.
2, okay. And gun control?
Gun control about 2.
And criminal justice reform?
About 2.
And voting rights?
Maybe 5.
5, okay. And what about crime and violence?
About 7.
Okay. Now, I have another list, and once again, I want you to reach.
Listen, I gotta go.
Can I give you a call back, like, in 30 minutes, probably, so we can continue on this?
Yeah, you may call me.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'll give you a call back later on then. Thank you.
Yeah.